Turning to our Pierre Joseph Proudhon readings, lessons from Proudhon. And we are continuing chapter one. I'm going to read a bit of what we read at the end of last week's show, and then we're going to skip over chapters two and three. We'll come back to them, but first we're going to read a tiny bit of four and five in order to take full advantage of the progression that we have developed in the course of these shows, claiming the global, embracing global goals and raising up love. Pierre Joseph Proudhon. Property is robbery. That's the war cry of 93. That's the signal of revolutions. Reader, he's saying to this concern, calm yourself. I'm no agent of discord, no firebrand of sedition. I anticipate history by a few days. I disclose a truth whose development we may try in vain to arrest. I write the preamble of our future constitution, this proposition which seems to you blasphemous, property is robbery, would, if our prejudices allowed us to consider it, be recognized as the lightning rod to shield us from the coming thunderbolt. But too many interests stand in the way. Alas, philosophy will not change the course of events. Destiny will fulfill itself regardless of prophecy. Besides, must not justice be done? And our education be finished? And I have to interrupt and say that, you know, I've been pondering that sentence and am not yet able to report back, but I am encouraging all of us to ponder that with me. Maybe I'll feel the collective pondering out there. It'll sort of jumpstart my process here, because it just feels there's so much in that sentence that, or two sentences, that I'm not fully getting. So I need your help. I'll read it again and then move on. But just think about them with me, please. Alas, philosophy will not change the course of events. Destiny will fulfill itself regardless of prophecy. Besides, must not justice be done and our education be finished? And you see, I said I would go on, but here I am again. You see, he's writing from the perspective of having written the whole book, and he told us this last week. You know, if I want to start with where I ended, that's okay. I am within my right. So he's figured this all out. And I vibe with that. I sort of felt that way when I was writing Waking Up. It's like, you know, you have to figure it all out before you can tell the story. You have to know where you're going. So yeah, I definitely vibe with that. So when but he has certain concepts and definitions in his mind, which he is, which are references, which are reference for him, as he says this. So when he says justice, it's with his fully fleshed out concept of justice, which he did not get to till chapter five, which is why we're skipping to chapter, one of the reasons we're skipping to chapter five, because it's really important, I think. For us to appreciate the significance of what he's doing here. So he's done this thinking through, so let's not feel too bad if we aren't where he's at when he writes this sentence. He did a lot of work. Continuing, property is robbery. What a revolution in human ideas. Proprietor and robber have been at all times expressions as contradictory as the beings whom they designate are hostile. All languages have perpetuated this opposition. On what authority, then, do you venture to attack universal consent and give the lie to the human race? Who are you? And of course he's playing devil's advocate here. Who are you that you should question the judgment of the nations and the ages? His reply. Of what consequence to you, reader, is my obscure individuality? I live, like you, in a century in which reason submits only to fact. Please, let's let this be so, okay? And to evidence, my name, like yours, is Truth Seeker. And he has a note at the bottom which says, in Greek, this word is examiner, a philosopher whose business is to seek the truth. Continuing, my mission is written in these words of the law. Speak without hatred and without fear. Tell that which thou knowest. The work of our race is to build the temple of science, and this science includes man and nature. And Kropotkin, nodding enthusiastically in the wings, I hope everybody sees him. Continuing, now truth reveals itself to all. Today to Newton and Pascal, tomorrow to the herdsman in the valley and the journeyman in the shop. And I repeat this, he knows this in his body, because the circumstances of his birth meant he would be labeled a peasant, as his father was a cooper and a maker of brews that would be beer, but neither occupation paid the bills, and the family had to continuously return to farming to live. Continuing, each one contributes his stone to the edifice, and his task accomplished disappears. But Pierre, your task is still not done, for here you are. Continuing, eternity precedes us, eternity follows us. Between two infinites, of what account is one poor mortal that the century should inquire about him? Disregard then, reader, my title and my character, and attend only to my arguments. It is in accordance with universal consent that I undertake to correct universal error. From the opinion of the human race, I appeal to its faith. Have the courage to follow me. And if your will is untrammeled, if your conscience is free, if your mind can unite two propositions and deduce a third therefrom, my ideas will inevitably become yours. In beginning by giving you my last word, it was my purpose to warn you, not to defy you. For I am certain that if you read me, you will be compelled to assent. The things of which I am to speak are so simple and clear that you will be astonished at not having perceived them before, and you will say, I have neglected to think. Others offer you the spectacle of genius wrestling nature's secrets from her and unfolding before you her sublime messages. You will find here only a series of experiments upon justice and right, a sort of verification of the weights and measures of your conscience. The operations shall be conducted under your very eyes, and you shall weigh the result.